Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we got that crazy Uncle John Jackson already in the studios. He arrived early for Thanksgiving. We got to do the WKRP turkey drop. We got to play Adam Sandler's turkey song. You know, turkey for me and a turkey for you. John, good to see you. Let's start by talking about our good buddy, Sebastian Gorka.
Gorka
here. Wasn't that cool running into Sebastian Gorka at the SHOT Show down in Las Vegas last January?
That guy, truly, he should have been in the military. That guy's got a voice that even in the chaos and the crowd of SHOT Show, he can, at our normal talking voice, you could hear him 50 yards away.
he was a towering figure in person as well, but it was fun because you and I were doing the radio show on this side of the hallway, you know, right there to the big entrance to the SHOT Show at the Venetian and the Expo Center there. And then Gorka's over with the officer Tatum doing something on his show, and we're like, Gorka! You want to see pain? I've got pain. Get over here, Gorka. And then he came over like, yeah, we're just joking, man.
We just played around, bro.
It's cool, all bro. Good. It's all good. Yeah, you can relax, you know. No, but
what is he like, 6'4", 6'5"? He's got a massive head. He's got real broad shoulders. He's a big dude.
You know, but I was thinking about this, man. You know, he does those Relief Factor commercials on the radio. If you got back pain, I've got back pain. Relief Factor. America's enemies got their Relief Factor these last 4 years. Their Relief Factor for the Iranians and the Venezuelan regimes was the weakness of the Biden administration. But now they're going to feel the pain. Dr. Gorka is going to bring the pain. He's going to be what basically the head of counterterrorism policy for the Trump White House. That was one of the newest announcements.
Oh, I mean, excellent. And this is a guy who is, you know, what we have been asking for this whole time. He is a true warrior. And you saw that. You saw that in his actions against that reporter from Playboy out there in the Rose Garden that day. This guy is catcalling the entire ceremony out in the Rose Garden. And Gorka just snapped. And it's right there on video. He went right up and got in his face right there on video and called him a punk, basically threatened him to a fight right there, and the guy backed down.
Yeah. I love the way Gorka described this whole situation between Israel and the Gaza Strip. This was from Open Source Intel on X.
When 70% of the population you are trying to deal with wants all of you murdered, there is no political solution. The only thing you have is problem management, not solution, but management.
This guy knows how to define the problem. How are you going to fix the problem if you don't know how to define it? And that's really a lot of the problem in Washington, D.C., is these people don't even know what the problem is, let alone how to fix it. This is a guy who can quickly define it and attack it.
And speak truth. Stop with the political niceties and the PC. Just speak the truth for what it is. And like you said, until you do that, you can't attack the problem at all.
All right. What are we going to talk about with John Jackson? Why don't you tell us? We've got phone lines open, 406-294-0970. We'll talk about the media gaslighting you, about the cost of Thanksgiving, and more.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Scott C. I don't know if Scott C. lives in Bozeman. I think so. Scott C. Follows both John and myself on X, x.com/Aaron Flint, x.com/PVT Joker US, John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. Anyway, Scott C. said this. I think this was last night or earlier. Actually, it was early this morning. KBZK is all in with the gaslighting. This was the headline from the Bozeman TV station. Talking turkey, Bozeman shoppers should see lower Thanksgiving prices this year. John, isn't it funny how easy it is to spot the media gaslighting? Hey, guys, look at... Look, a Thanksgiving dinner is so much cheaper now. They're trying to make you think, they're trying to spin this to say, oh, yeah, things are doing great. But, like, in reality, what's the real news here? What's the, and these are American Farm Bureau Federation numbers. The Farm Bureau every year calculates what a typical Thanksgiving meal would cost. And the reality is that a typical Thanksgiving meal is 24% more expensive now than it was when Donald J. Trump was president of the United States.
Can these guys not understand? They spent the last year trying to do this so they could get, you know, Joe Biden and then Kamala Harris reelected. Guys, first of all, this didn't work. Nobody believes your Adam bullshit. Okay, and second, the election's over. I mean, can you give the lies and the gaslighting just a break? Like this idiot, you know, this guy, Frank Luntz, this pollster who's on Fox News, wears that Fox stole on his head and he thinks that nobody knows it's a toupee. That guy comes out with a tweet yesterday telling everybody that the new numbers show that you can put on a Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people for $58. I mean, who in the world, are you serving them like Tang and crackers, Frank? I mean, you know, one turkey will cost you
beans
more than
rice. It's an illegal alien Thanksgiving, beans and rice. Well, we eat the beans and rice. They get a fancy Thanksgiving meal at some fancy hotel in New York City. But
you're serving them MREs, Frank. I mean, nobody believes. He got roasted on Twitter over there and crushed.
But yeah, I mean, that's the real story. But yeah, you made such a good point. It's like, guys, the election's over. You don't have to gaslight Americans. You can try to be honest with people now and just say, yeah, the price is still up 24% compared to when Donald Trump was president.
That's the definition of pathological liars, is when the truth would do, but you still have to lie. It's just a compulsion. Yeah.
Well, it's like, look at the heroic treatment they're giving to Zoe Zephyr. Zoe Zephyr is claiming that he is just as biologically female as women are. Just because he chopped off some body parts and is taking some drugs, he's claiming that transgender men who identify as women are just as biologically female as women are. And you read these local TV news station reports from the Scripps stations to these others. She, her, I mean, no, it's he, him, but they're glorifying Zoe Zephyr. But this is the same liberal media that before the election was trying to gaslight us into believing that John Tester did not vote to allow men into women's sports because they knew how unpopular that was. But yet here they go again, even after the election, trying to prop up and promote the very same radical transgender agenda that they claimed John Tester was not supporting before the election. I mean, come on. It's like...
Well, get ready. I mean, get ready, because there's some, you know, credible reports out there that what Trump is planning to do on day one is kick out, with an executive order, kick out all trans people that are in the military. And man, the caterwauling and screaming and gnashing of teeth on that, if he actually does that, is going to be glorious.
All right, let's get into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Right on, John in Bozeman. What's on your mind? Did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Uncle Crazy. Boop, boop, boop. Anyways, I got a bunch here to cover really quickly here. I got the definition from a gang member of Trende Aragua. Trende means train, and Aragua is just like a name, like rabbit, for the gang. trains of people and drugs. Hey, Henry Kriegel, I found my Social Security card. I can come and work for you. I was an election judge yesterday, and I ended up with three boxes of wraps, ham and cheese and turkeys, and I'm going to be downtown there. I got some bills.
So they fed you guys for helping out with the recount then. Okay. Well, interesting. All right. Well, we're short on time before we get to our next break here. Trende Aragua. John, you're kind of our terp around here. You're our interpreter. Tajiman in Afghanistan. That's how we call the interpreter. Tajiman sub, you know.
Trende Aragua.
Trende Aragua.
Trende Aragua.
So Aragua. Where did this whole violent Venezuelan prison gang get their name from? Are you tracking that?
No, like you said, it's exactly that. The Aragua is just a name, and it's train. Aragua train is what that means. Yeah, it's now I don't know where they came up with that particular name in Venezuela, but it doesn't translate into English. You know what I mean?
It sure sounds spot on. I mean, it seems like we just have a freight train, you know, rolling in on the tracks every day of illegal aliens and the drugs that flow with them all the way up here to Montana.
You hear about this mayor down in Denver who's saying he's willing to go to jail. Well, Tom Holman, who's going to be the border czar, he was on TV last night, and he said, I got news for this guy. He's willing to go to jail. I am perfectly willing to send him there. Let's do it.
Yeah, and even Rand Paul, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, said that if these mayors like the mayor of Denver and others stand in the way of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we will hold them accountable. They will not only be thrown in jail, but they will be removed from office as well.
Oh, yeah.
These are the people who want to talk about insurrection as they allow this invasion.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, John Jackson mentioned, Tom Holman, who is set to be the incoming border czar for President-elect Donald J. Trump and to implement his mass deportation agenda. Let's see, Tom Holman, man, he was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning and just had some powerful comments. John, did you hear the audio? I should have tracked down the audio. There was like a little two-year-old girl, and you could hear her speak in Spanish, and it was just the most adorable-sounding little girl. She was dropped off on the southern border on her own, no family, no parents or whatever. And Tom Holman says, we saw this every day. He said, I can't tell you how many 9-year-old girls that we would find on the southern border that had been brutally mistreated, raped multiple times. People do not understand the massive sex trafficking, human trafficking, humanitarian nightmare that this open border has created on the southern border.
And I'm all for, there are, by and large, let's say, we should let a lot of Joe Biden and his criminal crap go. There are a handful of people out there, some of these people in Jack Smith's crew, some of these people in the DOJ and the FBI, they got to not only get fired, but prosecuted. And then you have these people, Mayorkas and all of his people, that have enabled and pushed and allowed all of this illegally to happen for the last 4 years. They have become the biggest human trafficking, sex trafficking organization in the world, our current DHS, and he and all his people need to get prosecuted.
And not because of retribution, but because of accountability.
Yep.
When you allowed this invasion to take place, you need to be held accountable for it. And what has happened to these little children? I mean, over 300,000 kids, they don't even know where these kids are right now.
What do you call it when a U.S. official aids and abets the invasion of a country? What do you call that? I call that treason.
Yeah, yeah. Here is Tom Holman. Let me see. Where did this clip come from? This was a Fox News Radio soundbite. This is from Fox and Friends. He was referring to this new footage from Texas DPS officials as they were questioning this 2-year-old child left on the border.
Since Joe Biden's been president, we got nearly 4,000 aliens that died across this border. Children die almost every day. Children get sexually assaulted. 31% of women that make that journey get sexually assaulted. And this administration has been hiding it. This is something we're going to address. We're going to show the American people exactly what we're doing on the border and why we need to do it.
Yeah, that's just part of what he said this morning. And he talked about how the Trump administration is going to be transparent because the American people need to know. Man, they have got such a mess that they are inheriting. And I think part of this has been done deliberately by the regime. In fact, Peter Doocy on Fox News had a whole report yesterday about how the Biden administration is Trump-proofing their agenda. And so they're deliberately trying to create more chaos, to leave more chaos for the Trump team so that the Trump team can get bogged down having to deal with putting all these fires out instead of making America great again.
First thing they have to do, that the very first thing at hand, is cut off the money. Cut off the money to all these NGOs that have been funded to the tune of multi-gazillions of dollars to pay for all these illegals coming from all over the world up through the southern border into our country. And they have to stop that here in December, December 23rd, that budget has to get kicked by a CR into the new year, and then we will take care and strip all of that money out of the budget.
Let's see. We got a great message, a great point, great question here from Hank in Bozeman that came in on the Montana Talks app. Plus, I want to talk about what I see as a concerning headline. Environmentalists. It sounds like they are trying to block reconstruction of the Beartooth Highway following that historic flooding. It looks like the environmentalists might see this as an opportunity to strike. You know, they never liked having these roads, these scenic byways in the first place. So maybe they see this as an opportunity to try to cause some chaos there. First, though, let's get to Pete in Kalispell wanting to weigh in on the illegal immigration conversation. Pete, what's on your mind?
Morning, guys. Hey, I just came up with a real ingenious yet effective way to cut down on the illegal immigration. We could rig all these MBP1 cell phone apps to do the same thing that the IDF did to the pagers for the Hezbollahs. hit the send button and oops, I lost my Hezbollahs.
So do like, I think John gets a kick out of that idea. If there was a way to target the drug cartel operatives themselves and just target the smugglers, wonder where he got that idea from, John.
I haven't a clue, but I mean, what Israel did to them over there in Lebanon was just, in my opinion, it was the most ingenious covert operation it may be in the history of warfare. Just amazing.
You know, I joked at the top of the hour about the crazy uncle already showing up early for Thanksgiving with Uncle John Jackson in the house here. But one of the things and now I forget where I was even going with that. As you can see, I'm ready for a holiday here. I haven't had enough coffee yet here this morning. But one of the things, you know, I know what I was going to say. Hezbollah is apparently crying, "Uncle! Uncle," they want the Israelis to stop slaughtering all these Hezbollah terrorists. So they're crying uncle. They're trying to get a ceasefire deal. But I partly wondered if there's two things happening here. One, Hezbollah is crying uncle because the Israelis have just been hammering the Hezbollah leadership. I mean, the pagers that blew up in the faces of these Hezbollah terrorist operatives. And then you've got the Trump effect taking place now where they know Donald Trump is coming back. So they're really crying uncle now.
Over 1,700 schlongs blown clean off.
What are those? Is that a type of assault rifle?
Clean off. Right. But, you know, their thing is, you know, Hezbollah's over there. They have to now. They're starting to get their employees now from ZipRecruiter because they can't get anybody to apply for these leadership positions because they're not even in charge for a day and they get blown up. So that's why they want that.
Such a brilliant maneuver. Now, I appreciate, you know, Pete's kind of joke that the challenge is if you armed the CBP1 app with that, well, then you'd get, you know, a lot of, you know, some innocent people that would, you know, get caught up in the carnage as well. But it would be a quick deterrence, wouldn't it? That's what's crazy is that the Biden administration is allowing the illegal aliens to check in through an app. like, oh, here, yeah, you can come into New York City and then just here's an app, just sign in here, and then we'll get to you when we get to you to process you. They are trying to make it even easier for illegal aliens to flood this country on their way out the door.
They are guilty of treason. And go down the line, aiding and abetting, on and on and on and on. They are violating the law. They've been violating the law for 4 years. And what they need to do is be looking at right now, telling all those Border Patrol people, hold every email correspondence you have with D.C., every order, every text, everything. We want it, and we're going to use it to go after them here in the new year.
All right, we got Patrick in Kalispell next up on the phone lines. Patrick, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. I was just down in San Antonio in Dallas last week, and the airports were flooded with immigrants, and all the adults and kids above 10 all had ankle bracelets, the same clothing, the same shoes, and all their bags are checked for free. Everything. They're all on fancy cell phones and everything is checked for free. They get right on the plane, and we all have to wait in line, and they don't. It was just ridiculous.
And meanwhile,
I don't know where they're monitoring these ankle bracelets from, but.
And meanwhile, I saw Montana Senator Steve Daines was speaking out. He sent out a press release criticizing the TSA right now. The TSA under the Biden regime, they're implementing facial recognition technology at American airports across the country. So while they're letting the illegals just run across the border scot-free, they're spying on you. At the airport, Patrick, what do you think about that?
It's ridiculous. They don't even need your boarding pass anymore. They scan your face and you walk through. It's like, okay.
That's right. I saw that. Sense. I saw that on a recent flight as well. Hey, thanks for the call. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Did you hear, of course, you know what they did to Tulsi Gabbard. They had her on this list, and everywhere she tried to travel, she was being shaken down like a terrorist. Well, now, if you've watched in the last, 3 days, all these media stories are now coming out, appearing out of nowhere. Yeah, Tulsi Gabbard got put on that list, just because of her foreign connections and her foreign travel. But, we figured out real quick that was a mistake, and we took her off real fast. Now, why do you think all of a sudden they are coming out with these news stories? Because they're trying to cover their ass, because they know she has not forgotten that, and she gets into that DNI position, and, some people's heads are going to get chopped off.
A woman who is still serving. She's serving in the Army Reserve. She was a battalion commander the last time I spoke with her when she was in Montana earlier this summer. So she's still on active duty, still has a security clearance, and yet they put her on a terrorist watch list when she was traveling. That's what this regime does to their political opponents. Is this America or is this North Korea?
Because why? Because she's traveling around the country campaigning for Republicans, and they didn't want that.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, we got Bob Heron, the insurance guy, calling in from Big Fork. Bob, always great to run into you. Thanks for calling in. What's going on?
Thanks, Aaron. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Jake Santee, who ran the ground game for the Sheehy campaign for the last year and a half. And I think his team is one of the main reasons that Tim won. And I just think that I wanted to give him a shout-out.
Was he
something positive for Thanksgiving?
Hey, there you go. Yeah, that ground game, so he's the one who was running the ground game for the Sheehy Senate campaign itself. And then, of course, the Montana GOP had an incredible ground game going door to door. AFP Montana had AFP Action, I think, knocked over 500,000 doors. Mm-hmm. That ground game is incredibly important. And, the Republicans in the past didn't seem to pay as much attention to the ground game. But, those men and women on the ground, as we've seen overseas, they're the ones that'll win those wars. All right, Bob, if you got more to share, stand by. We'll come back to you after the break.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Cattle and beef groups are slamming recommendations for consumers to increase their protein intake via beans, peas, and lentils, calling the proposal unhinged. A major battle is brewing over how much red meat Americans should consume, and has the beef industry seen red? The U.S. is preparing next year to update its dietary guidelines for Americans, an influential set of recommendations that inform nutrition labels, what food is served in schools and hospitals, and the advice that healthcare professionals give patients. Drafted recommendations are set to call for greater intake of plant-based foods while limiting consumption of beef and starchy vegetables like potatoes. The committee of scientists behind the recommendations also proposed moving meats, poultry, and eggs to the last group listed in the protein foods category, while adding beans, peas, and lentils as the main option. In other news, the Farm Foundation and National 4-H Council recently signed a memorandum of understanding with a focus on deeper collaboration in leadership, education, and youth. The organization's current partnership on the Farm Family Wellness Alliance provides free access to mental health and wellness services to farm families across the U.S., including youth ages 16 and up. Now the two organizations will align on career exploration, leadership training, and skill-building opportunities for youth through the Farm Foundation's Next Generation Programs and 4-H recently launched Beyond Ready initiative. I'm Lee Nordlund.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I think Paul in Fort Peck is probably correct here, because I remember reading, you know, a big profile on this Venezuelan prison gang, Tren de Aragua, but it's been a while. But I think Paul in Fort Peck is right, because there is a state in Venezuela that is called Aragua. Anyway, Paul says this: I believe Aragua is the region in Venezuela where the gang started in prison. That sounds, I'm assuming that's right. Yeah, it's been a while since I read the full profile of this Venezuelan prison gang. But the big story, of course, for those who missed our show last week, is that this violent Venezuelan prison gang is now confirmed to have a presence here in Montana, as well as at least 15 other states, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Let me see if Bob Heron is still on the line here and had more to share since we had to run to the break. Oh, he is. All right. Yeah, Bob, thanks for sticking on the phone lines. What did you want to share?
Well, besides shouting out the ground game, I wanted to say that everybody I talked to before this election, the working class people, were the ones that really helped Trump and Tim Sheehy get across the finish line. Selena Zito's recent article, you know, emphasized that. And Matthew Brown, the AP reporter that the Interlake keeps using all the time, said it was the newcomers to the state. But my opinion is it's the working class folks in this state that had finally just had enough.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah. Matt Brown, AP reporter, really nice guy, really good guy. But yeah, unfortunately, the AP is just a far left news outfit. But John, I think you saw that same Associated Press article. Bob, thanks for calling. Great to hear from you as always. Yeah, Bob Heron, the insurance guy in the flathead. And a lot of people hear his messages on KJJR, of course. But the AP made it sound like, oh, yeah, out-of-state money and all these newcomers to Montana, that's why Montana went so far red. Well, first off, look at how red we went in 2020 before all of these political refugees showed up. So Montana was already moving in a big way in that direction anyway. But to Bob Heron's point about the working-class folks, you and I, we've been to the fusion fights together before, which is kind of like the UFC for Montana, you know, mixed martial arts fights. I went to every fusion fight going back to March practically across Montana, and this is a great blue-collar crowd. You know, small business owners, construction workers, plumbers, you know, just everyday folks that are at these fights. I love it, too, because I don't know if you've ever been to the fancy Lincoln Reagan Day dinners, you know, and the tickets are usually a little more expensive, and like, take Yellowstone County. Okay, you might go to a good Lincoln Reagan dinner is going to have 500, 700 people at it, right? Well, You go to the Fusion Fights, and there's thousands of people there. I did a poll of the crowd, and I said, okay, are you cheering for the blue corner? You know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, John Tester. The place starts booing. Are you cheering for the red corner? Donald J. Trump in the red corner. Wah, roar. Haver, same thing. I don't think I saw one person at the Fusion Fights that I've seen at a Lincoln-Reagan Republican dinner. But yet these people were a massive show of support for Donald J. Trump and his agenda. And so I think that kind of to back up what Bob Herron was saying there.
Well, what happened here, Aaron, in my opinion? See, they cheated their way in 2020. So they thought they had this thing locked, baby. I mean, you know, screw you guys. We'll cheat our way again in 2024. And we are also going to arrest and jail and even kill your nominee. We got this thing locked down. So you know what we're doing? This is Thelma and Louise. But, you know, pedal to the floor all the way. That's what they did. They went too far with every single piece of their agenda. It crushed the economy. It crushed the American people on crime, on energy, in every sector, and the American people said no.
And their lawfare against President Trump and then two assassination attempts against President Trump just made it too obvious, and it was too big to rig, and the American people delivered the massive red wave that some people thought might have shown up in 2022. But again, in 2022, you didn't have Donald Trump on the ballot. And I think if you had Trump on the ballot in 2022, you would have seen a bigger turnout back then as well. Sometimes, though, as tragic as it is, people have to see how bad things get before they turn things around and get it going in the right direction. And unfortunately, I guess the American people just needed to see how bad things could get. I mean, think about it. If Steve Bullock had not won re-election as the governor of Montana in 2016, then we wouldn't have seen what the Democrats would do with the absolute power they believed they had in 2020. And I mean, so think about it. If we had a Republican governor in 2020 in Montana, then we likely wouldn't have had these lockdowns and these mandates and these all this other BS. And the people of Montana would not have seen them unmasked and exposed for what they truly will do if you give them all of that power. And so my point being is that it's in a roundabout way, sometimes the hard times that we go through are the true blessing in disguise, because then you see how bad things can get, and then you know how much you got to fight to make things better. So people had to see the struggles of the last 3.5 years to finally open up their eyes and wake up, I think.
And it's too bad that has to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, I make mistakes every day of my life, but I try not to make the same one twice. And it's unfortunate that you see a lot of people out there have to have, just like a horse, they have to feel that 2x4 crack them right between the eyes before they will wake up and pay attention.
Yeah, got to feel that bit in the back of their mouth. Ah, right? Yeah, come on over there. Ah, okay. Hey, I'll turn to the right. Ah, grocery prices. Ah, you know, it's like the rains. Yeah, okay, those grocery prices were the rains.
Gas prices. Who are all these illegals stealing everything in my neighborhood?
Right? Oh, man. So you and I were talking about the Canada and Mexico, President Trump threatening tariffs on Canada and Mexico unless they rein in the illegal aliens and rein in the drugs that are flowing across our borders. Mexico apparently already getting the big hint, already feeling the Trump effect, and these caravans of illegals are already starting to break up. Dana Perino was on Special Report yesterday afternoon and basically made that point that President Trump is using this as leverage.
I think that what the president is doing is saying, think I'm joking? Think I'm bluffing? Take a look. What is the leverage that he has immediately? Forgetting Congress, we can work with Congress on something else. He wants something immediately on day one. That's what the voters said that they wanted as well. And he says, okay, so what's the leverage that I have? This is the leverage I have. And I would imagine that the new president of Mexico doesn't want to get off on the wrong foot with President Trump. And the current prime minister of Canada, who is one of the most unpopular members of, well, the presidents of the G8, he doesn't want to be on the wrong side of Trump. So it could be that you could see something happen pretty quickly, especially with that caravan that's coming up right now.
Yeah, and we're already seeing it. The next day, we're already seeing it, as you pointed out, John.
A beautiful thing. It's been, now, 25%, I mean, that would choke Canada and Mexico. And you saw already what he did too was he told China, we're going to put 10% tariffs on you until the fentanyl smuggling stops, until the fentanyl exportation into our country stops. And lo and behold, turns out, yeah, China's already on the phone and they want to talk too. What are tariffs a wonderful thing?
And it's so beautiful that the pretty little prime minister, Justin Trudeau, has already had to go running to Donald Trump, begging for him to not put these tariffs in place. Justin Trudeau, of all people, had to go kiss the ring of Donald J. Trump. It's like he's got a morning show on MSNBC or something. He had to go running to Mar-a-Lago. Harmeet Dhillon shared this tweet a couple of days ago. Meta has banned all non-state-owned news in Canada. So on Facebook, basically, of Canada, you can't get access to any non-state-owned media up there. And then, you know, we had Austin Knutson on the AG yesterday talking about how Canada's trying to spy on gun shows in America. It's like, okay, they need to get rid of Justin Trudeau as fast as possible. He is just destroying any notion of freedom in Canada. And he's helping to create this mess down here in America as well.
Well, you saw how you knew how he's tapping out here. It's been about 10 days ago. He came out in a statement saying basically Canada is full. We can't accept any more new illegals into the country. And that's when you knew, when you see that communist, that red diaper doper baby come out and tap out like that and say no more illegals, that's when you knew he's in trouble.
By the way, shout out to Vinny in Livingston. We used to get conspiracy theory phone calls from Vinny in Livingston all the time. He'd have a different conspiracy theory about everything. My favorite Vinny in Livingston conspiracy theory was that Justin Trudeau is the love child of Fidel Castro. But then you read into it and you're like, if any conspiracy theory is true, it's this one.
Look at their faces.
The pictures of the young Fidel and the pretty little prime minister and his mom actually spent time with Fidel.
Fidel was a swordsman.
They spent time. They spent time. So I'm like, Vinny, I'm going to go with you on that one.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, for Pete's sake, that is today's Oh, for Pete's sake moment. We are just running out of time to cover everything we want to talk about here on this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. John, let's get to John. I got to do the Daily Show voice here. John. So, Glacier National Park, the Going to the Sun Road, Logan Pass, whatever you want to call it, is just my favorite drive in all of America. I remember several years ago, there was a Glacier National Park superintendent who started floating the idea of not having that pass, not having that road, and shutting down that road. See, these environmentalists, they don't want these roads here. They don't want us to be able to have access to a lot of these places. So they actually started floating this idea of, well, what if we just didn't have the Going to the Sun Road? That's why I get concerned when I see this headline in the liberal Montana Free Press. rebuilding the Beartooth Highway. The Beartooth Highway, you know, just outside of Red Lodge, access pass into Yellowstone National Park. When I see that there's these environmental groups raising concerns, well, we're worried about all of those trucks helping to rebuild the road, that it might impact the river, that it might impact the fish. I'm all about people asking questions and figuring out better ways to do things. But my concern here is that here we go. Maybe some of these environmental groups are trying to take advantage of that historic flood to try to impede road reconstruction efforts, because I know that a lot of these environmentalists, they don't want us to have access to these places.
What you've got, say, the towns of Red Lodge and Cook City, those towns live off of that highway. If you were to choke off that highway and obliterate it, those towns would die. That's how they, because they are the entrances to the park from that section, and it would crush them. That they would not have that summer season like they do. The towns would empty out.
I'm trying to remember, when did you first join us on the radio? I remember seeing some wild man tweets on Twitter, and I was like, I should get that guy on the radio one of these days. He's a wild man.
Almost 4 years ago.
Has it been almost 4 years? Because do you remember during the COVID craziness? This is one of my favorite COVID era stories. They shut down the road to get to Cook City, so you couldn't drive from Gardner. They shut down the road because they said, well, it's inside the national park, and because of COVID, we've shut down the park. So they wouldn't let people drive from Gardner to Cook City, which was crazy because it's like you could drive through Glacier National Park because there's a chunk of Highway 2 that goes straight through Glacier National Park on the southern tip, right? So if you could drive through Glacier on that highway, why couldn't you drive to Cook City on that road? And people were getting ticked. And I remember one day we had a caller call into this show. I think it was a caller from Livingston. He said, well, let me put it this way. I and a bunch of my friends are showing up at that entrance to Yellowstone tomorrow. We will be there. We are driving to Cook City. And I said, well, so is it going to be open tomorrow? He says, we are driving to Cook City. Yeah, period.
I remember that.
And you know what happened that next morning? Yellowstone National Park decided to open the road to Cook City. So, kind of fun. So when we, the people, stand up and say, we are driving to Cook City, somehow somebody in the government got the message, huh?
Just like, wait, you remember our boy Felton, our favorite...
Oh, yeah, the former health officer.
Health officer.
Don't speak of this name.
Remember how he told everybody that parents weren't going to be able to come and see their kids play high school sports? And same thing. The public went nuts. And what, 2 days later, 3 days later, he is tapping out like, okay, stop, okay. You're going to tell people we can't drive to and from our homes in Cook City? You know what? Come out here and stop me. But bring out Ranger Rick out here and try and stop me.
And that's the thing. If the American people just stand up and say, we're driving to Cook City, you know what? Imagine if the American people stood up and said, we're doing this and we're doing that. And imagine if the people of Canada finally started standing up to the tyrannical regime that's occupying the North right now. I had since we're quickly running out of time here, Hank in Bozeman poses a good question here. The other day, you were talking about how some veterans are not recommending that family members join the military because it has become too woke. The only way we fix the military is by having good men and women join and fix it. When I joined after Vietnam, the military was in a crisis, low morale, drugs, race problems, and we fixed it. We are Americans, and we can fix it again and make it better than ever. John, I would just say the one, you know, counterpoint to that argument is, yeah, but they were kicking good American patriots to the curb. So even if you wanted to serve, despite the craziness going on, they would figure out a way to kick you to the curb. But two, I would say now, with a new commander-in-chief coming back and with a Secretary of Defense like Pete Hegseth, I think we're going to see recruitment soar. It's going to skyrocket. Apparently, retention is already seeing a positive impact. There was a senator on one of the Sunday shows who said that the reenlistment is already starting to skyrocket because they know Donald J. Trump is coming back.
I heard that same thing. That is awesome that they already know with Trump in the office and Hegseth to be the SecDef, they're like, okay, I'll hang around. Maybe this will improve.
All right. Well, John, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Good luck dodging the turkeys dropping from the sky, because I think Travis said he's going to do the turkey drop.
They're hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement, Aaron.
WKRP. Man, that was so fun. What was that, last year or 2 years ago? I can't remember.